Hello, this is Rabbi David Rosenbaum of Young Israel Shomrei Emunah in Silver Spring, Maryland. Thank you for joining us for our 15th installment in Washing Before Bread. I would really just like to take one session to talk about some questions that come up with Lechem Mishnah in general. We know, of course, that on Shabbos, the common halacha is when we make hamotzi, we should make hamotzi on two whole loaves. I just want to address a few questions that I'm frequently asked. One is, what happens if the loaf is partially cut already? Maybe when one was pulling it out of, pulling it out of the cabinet, one accidentally broke it a little bit. Sometimes, you'll see people have the practice, and there's reason for this, to cut it a little bit before making hamotzi. Maybe someone was overzealous and cut it a lot before making hamotzi. What's the halacha with it? So the bottom line halacha is the loaf is still considered whole if I could hold it with one hand from the end of the loaf and suspend it in air, and it all still stays together. If I pick it up on one end with one hand and let it hang, and it falls apart, it breaks apart, then that meant it wasn't really considered whole in the first place. This is one interesting thing. A very common question that comes up, at least in our neck of the woods, has to do with the challah rolls that are sold connected to each other. Frequently, it has a note on the bag. Ask your local halachic authority if you could use these for Lechem Mishnah or not. I've been asked the question many times, and what I think I've been asked as much is, what's the question exactly? What's the issue? So the issue seems to be as follows. We know, of course, that Lechem Mishnah needs to have two whole loaves. Those challah rolls at least the type of bags that I'm thinking of, always, the rolls themselves are connected. So you could imagine that it's not considered a whole loaf unless you keep all six of them as one big challah. What's the difference, if you think for a moment about those pull-apart challahs, what's really the difference between a pull-apart challah and this block of six rolls? If you broke a pull-apart challah into six different sections and used them each as separate whole loaves for hamotzi on Shabbos, people would think you were strange. Isn't that what we're doing with the rolls? And so the answer is, my understanding, the commonly held halacha, I guess not everyone agrees, is that there's a world of difference between the pull-apart challah and the rolls, because the difference is what was the intent when originally baking them. Clearly, when the rolls are baked, they're intended to be six separate rolls that just have a way of sticking together during the baking process. With the pull-apart challah, it's intended to be one big challah. So that even though physically there's very little difference, the intent makes a world of difference. Another question that frequently comes up in the context of Lechem Mishnah is, am I allowed to use a frozen challah for Lechem Mishnah? There are definitely opinions that say that whatever challah I use for Lechem Mishnah, meaning for the second loaf, whatever challah I use for Lechem Mishnah should be something fit for consumption. And therefore, according to those opinions, it would really be highly preferable to use something I could actually eat from now. And if it's frozen, I really can't eat from it. But the bottom line is, one definitely has what to rely on to use such challahs, even if they're frozen. But if at all possible, it would be ideal to use challahs that are currently fit for consumption. I just want to thank both Reuven Mizrahi and Noach Wolf for all of their work on this series. Thanks so much for joining us. Have a wonderful day.